Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, August 12th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of health, fitness, and wellness news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
NeuralBase submits HeartEase app for Google Play Store review. NeuralBase AI Ltd., operating as BMP AI, has submitted its HeartEase mobile app for review on the Google Play Store. The app, designed to provide AI-powered health support for heart health, is set to launch for Android users globally. Following this, the company will test and submit the iOS version to the Apple App Store. CEO Vignesh Dobal expressed excitement for the Android launch, highlighting the company's vision to offer AI-driven healthcare support to all platforms. Once Google Play completes the review process, NeuralBase will provide an update. For more information, visit neuralbase.ai or cess.gov.
Four everyday ways to keep your brain sharp. To keep your brain sharp, consider stimulating your mind with activities like reading, puzzles, and artistic challenges. Eating healthy foods like whole grains, fish, and grapes can also support brain wellness. Prioritize mental health by practicing mindfulness and reaching out for support when needed. Regular exercise, even simple activities like walking or dancing, can increase blood flow to the brain. Try the walnut sunflower crusted salmon with honey lemon grapes recipe to support brain and heart health with omega-3s and antioxidants. For more nutritious recipes and information on grapes and heart health, visit grapesfromcalifornia.com.
Q&A with Laura Semles, Chief Transformation Officer at GetWell. Laura Semles, Chief Transformation Officer at GetWell, is leading the company's shift to an AI-powered precision care platform. GetWell, now part of Sci Group, is connecting patients and providers through personalized, intelligent support. By deploying AI, they aim to address primary care and nursing burnout, focusing on improving care delivery and patient-provider relationships. Under Sci Group, GetWell's vision has evolved, accelerating innovation and collaboration. Recently hosting the Get Connected Summit, key moments included the launch of Opal, an AI patient assistant, and introducing RhythmX AI for personalized care delivery. GetWell is using AI to reshape care delivery, bringing joy back to practice and inspiring a new generation of providers. Their focus is on balancing advanced AI with human-centered care, empowering clinicians with personalized insights. Challenges in implementing digital solutions across diverse health systems include managing change and avoiding incrementalism. Looking ahead, GetWell's vision is to build precision relationships between patients and care teams, providing continuous, intelligent, and human-centered care for everyone.
State Roundup: people with developmental disabilities experience lapses in Medicaid coverage. Moore's poll numbers among Dem voters slip. More people with developmental disabilities in Maryland are experiencing lapses in Medicaid coverage as the state struggles to keep up with new applications and appeals. Meanwhile, Governor Wes Moore's approval ratings among Democratic voters have slipped slightly, with just 68% saying he is doing a good job. Environmental advocates are criticizing the latest draft of the Chesapeake Bay Watershed Agreement for lacking pollution reduction targets and legal accountability. The Maryland Department of Transportation is seeking development proposals for the Bowie Mark Station area to boost ridership and housing. Maryland's large Cameroonian population is living in uncertainty after losing temporary protected status, while Haitian immigrants in the state's poultry industry fear deportation. Newly elected Maryland Congress members are finding it challenging to make an impact in a minority party. Senator Chris Van Hollen will headline a major Democratic fundraiser in Iowa next month. Maryland's tax-free week is expected to cost the state $9.3 million in revenue. Jewish leaders are condemning changes in the NEA handbook as anti-Semitic while a man has been charged with vandalizing Israeli flags and businesses in Baltimore County. Carroll County's proposal to license cat colonies is facing criticism, and the Maryland State Department of Education has affirmed the firing of a former Montgomery County principal. A former Navy analyst has filed to run for the Anne Arundel County Council, and a column criticizes loyalty over merit at the Naval Academy. Public health groups raise alarm about fake HIV medicines in New York. Public health groups, the Partnership for Safe Medicines and ADADAP Advocacy Association, have filed a complaint with the state of New York regarding allegations that City Plus Care Pharmacy, Inc. dispensed counterfeit HIV medication to a patient in Queens. The complaint details that the pharmacy sold counterfeit bottles of the HIV medication Biktarvy, posing a significant public health threat. This breach in the drug supply chain could have irreversible consequences for patients and their partners. The Partnership for Safe Medicines emphasizes the importance of verifying the legitimacy of suppliers and products to prevent such incidents. Counterfeit HIV medications can lead to viral resistance and undermine progress in HIV treatment. The complaint calls for regulatory action, including inspections and verification of pharmaceutical wholesalers. Advocates urge any adverse findings to be referred to relevant authorities for further investigation.
Oregonian high school seniors launch BedAir to serve underprivileged communities. Oregonian high school seniors Sohan Govindaraju and Shriya Marla founded BedAir to help communities combat worsening air quality during wildfire season. The nonprofit provides DIY air filter boxes to at-risk households and advocates for cleaner air, bridging the gap between environmental stewardship and community health. Partnering with the Oregon Department of Forestry's Urban and Community Forestry Unit, BedAir aims to empower vulnerable populations in Oregon by distributing clean air boxes. The dynamic duo has already impacted communities across Oregon and is expanding their efforts to protect more Oregonians this summer. BedAir's innovative approach and community-centered focus are making a positive difference in the lives of those who need it most.
Internal medicine physician Anne Fury Schultz, MD, named 2025 Castle Connolly Top Doctor. Internal medicine physician Anne Fury Schultz, MD, FACP, NCMP, has been named a 2025 Castle Connolly Top Doctor, a prestigious honor awarded to only about 7% of licensed physicians nationwide. Dr. Schultz, a board-certified internal medicine physician, co-founded Authentic Internal Medicine, a concierge primary care practice in Chicago's western suburbs. Known for cultivating long-term patient partnerships, she emphasizes the importance of primary care as the foundation of good medicine. With clinical interests in cholesterol, high blood pressure, and cardiovascular disease management, Dr. Schultz provides highly personalized and evidence-based care. Recognized for her commitment to excellence, she continues to teach and mentor medical students while serving on staff at Northwestern Memorial Hospital and Central DuPage Hospital. Being named a Castle Connolly Top Doctor is a reflection of the trust and respect of her peers in the medical community.
Craig Zinn Automotive Group adds $2 million gift to Cleveland Clinic, marking $4 million in lifetime giving to the Weston Hospital. Craig Zinn Automotive Group has added a $2 million gift to Cleveland Clinic, bringing his lifetime giving to $4 million. The gift establishes the Cleveland Clinic Craig M. Zinn Concierge Medicine Suite in Weston, Florida, offering personalized care. This contribution follows Mr. Zinn's previous $2 million gift in 2019. The ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new suite was held on August 8th. The suite, located at the Weston Corporate Center, aims to bring world-class, personalized medicine closer to South Florida residents. Mr. Zinn's dedication to supporting exceptional healthcare services reflects his passion for community involvement and philanthropy. Cleveland Clinic's Concierge Medicine Program provides members with personalized, comprehensive medical care, ensuring timely access to a personal physician and innovative healthcare services. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.